Poetry is motion. Poetry is emotion. Poetry is he-motion. Poetry is her-motion. Poetry is hurt-motion. Poetry is heart-motion. Poetry as a notion. Poetry was an ocean.
Hello, everybody. I'm Stephen Pitters, and welcome to the Spokane Open Poetry Program here at KYRS Medical Lake Spokane, 88.1 and 92.3 FM. Folks, you know who you are and you know who I am, so you know it is time for you to reset and enjoy some poetry, prose, and at times music here at KYRS Medical Lake Spokane, 88.1 and 92.3 FM. This is Thin Air Community Radio, and we are on the stream at www.kyrs.org, where the young, the old, and the in-between gather to share their thoughts, feelings, and emotions. In the studio with me today are two noted musicians, Jake Up the Grove and Grant Neely. There's another part of the trio, but unfortunately he's not here, and his name is Levi McDaniels. That's where everybody stays together, right? Okay, so as you know, the mission of the Spokane Open Poetry Program is to make available to poets, musicians, and other and those with literary skills to share their thoughts, feelings, and emotion. And Jake and Grant, before we get started, it's time for the Thank You Minute. So is there anyone out there that you would like to give a shout out to?
Yes, I would like to give a shout-out to Levi McNasty, Slime Lab Productions. He couldn't be with us right now, and we miss his trumpet.
And Grant?
Yeah, I'm going to say hi to David Bartman and Kimber Paris down in Ashland, Oregon.
All right. And before we get started, I am going to do a quick shout-out to my good friends Tom and Iris, and also my good buddies down in Florida, Eddie. And that being that, I'm going to do a poem. But before I do that poem, I have to do a few little station things. For example, when you go to the KYRS website, you'll see many things, among which are the front end of a red car, and it says donate your car, truck, or boat, and it is easy. All you have to do is give us a call at 855-597-7227 to arrange a free pickup, and you get a tax receipt for your donation. So remember, donate that car, truck, or boat. Give us a call here at 855-597-7227 to arrange that free pickup. That having been said, I am going to start us off with a piece I was just working on. It's called Cause Celeb. Carmen, you are a heart share. I know this because you are whole despite the insecurities you profess to retain. I feel your roving discomfort, which seeks to unravel your best sense of self. I can explain your sensitive thoughts through captivated, spontaneous bonding. They generated in me a causation, a mystifying indoctrination of the heart's pulsation ringing inside the body's house. The surprise, admiration on its mind's auspicious grounds doesn't debate, but solely devote to feelings their just requited reciprocation. On the wide open farm acres where the future might turn and do harm, I am just an old tippy from the 60s generation who can still love ever so strongly without losing the rudimentary passion of yesteryear. If you're just tuning in, this is the Spokane Open Poetry Program here at KYRS Medical Lake Spokane, 88.1 and 92.3 FM. Now, folks, it is time for you to relax and enjoy the wonderful music of Jake and Grant. Jake, Grant, it's now your show.
Okay, I'd like to set the scene by doing a poem and then a three-block song period, and we'll do that now. Obviously, my speech doesn't consciously affect my audience. Whether it be rock or hip-hop, I feel I'm at the tip-top. I'm just sailing on a different rock, one closer to the sun. Only one earth cracking, breaking, crumbling, and quaking. I'm floating under the water, but I'll stand up. It's my potion under another, given to me by my father. Huddled under the part of art, given to me by my mom's pops. It's an honor, not like cannon fodder. I'm an artistic soldier, I hold the key. If I don't release, I'll never be at ease. Off shores, off at seas, take a moment to eat, treat myself to fish and veggies. I hold the key, all out of reach. It's not time, it's time to teach. Teach the masses, each and every classes, each one asking why, the one in the back with glasses. Why must we all retrieve the past? And it reminded me as I used to ease into the back of the class to hide away. We must be the face, find a way. We can't let the taste of torment pour forth from our lips. We must stand up, raise our hands up for something, to rise up, fill ourselves from muffled speech and bad dreams of the future. It's crucial we turn the cruise ship around and head for shore. Surely we can take no more. Surely we must stand up, rise up, and raise our cups. This victory dance, the image depicted hands itself to our indifference.
All right, interesting piece. Now you're going to do that other musical number for us. Thank you. That is a great piece. How did you, you know, come to design that?
Oh, man. Well, the one song we just came up with a couple weeks ago before going nightboarding at Mount Spokane. Mm-hmm. That's why we're calling that one Night Tread.
All right.
Yeah, we called that one Night Tread because we just literally listened to a sample track. We heard some music that Levi was supplying, and we got just a lot of inspiration and music. The music theory kind of came. Mm-hmm. Like, we just kind of knew what we were doing and where we could go with it just based on how much I've studied music.
Mm-hmm.
And then, Trance, I mean, there's three pieces right there, and the one kind of in the middle is, a little bit more kind of like, I don't even know when we came up with that one.
Yeah, it was kind of in the summer sometime. We were just messing around, and we figured out that, I mean, this is music theory, but we figured out that it was in Lydian, which means a flat fifth in music theory. And that flat fifth is really almost an ethereal or spiritual sound, because it just kind of, to me, it kind of is like this precipice, like almost like an intermediary between worlds. It's almost like we're playing between minor and major, like a sound of sadness and a sound of happiness. So it's kind of in between. And so we just really liked that ambivalent kind of feeling it kind of creates.
I mean, I you know, I'm just like this. Out here, like, wow, this is super. I just felt like as though I'm floating out there and stuff like that.
That's now, kinda how I feel,
too. did you study music? And
yes.
Where?
So I studied music at Eastern Washington University.
Okay, let's give a shout out to Eastern Washington University. Let's make that happen.
I love that place. Yeah, no, I studied music theory through Michael Milham, and a lot of the guitar programs weren't that good, but I made it as whatever I could. I took a music theory, I took a theory and composition, and I just really studied it hard. Every day since then,
we're going to have to talk some more about that. Yeah, I like that. How about you, Grant? You know, how did the two of you hook up?
Well, we hooked up because I moved out here to Spokane a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm. From where?
From the Portland, Oregon area.
Okay, we'll deal with the Portland, Oregon area.
Yeah. But yeah, it's good to kind of move on, and been there for a long time, and it's, you know, getting really busy over there. So, I enjoy being out here, and Jake and I are roommates, so it was kind of like, oh, you play guitar, I play guitar too, and I've only really been playing bass for about a year.
Uh-huh.
And so a lot of what we were doing was just kind of, you know, you play with who's closest and who's easiest to get along with.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, that's true.
And I was always playing in the basement
all the time,
single day, at least 8 hours. Mm-hmm. So you kind of can't help it. I mean, he's hearing me play, and he's just like, oh, this kid's
just feeding
play.
Each
like,
other. Right?
Yeah, kind of.
Now there's Levi McDaniel.
Yeah.
Okay, he's the
producer and trumpet player and MC.
Okay.
He's a really great musician.
Okay.
We wish that he was here.
He puts together a lot of our music and recordings, and right now we've got a SoundCloud under 528Hz Crew with a K.
That's our band, by the way.
Okay.
Our band name is 528Hz Crew.
As in megahertz?
528 Crew.
528 Crew for sure.
528 Crew for sure.
All right. That's an interesting name.
Yeah. It's the numbers that we value so much. The reason why you feel floaty is because of 528.
Uh-huh.
And 528 is a frequency outside of the norm of standard of the world of tuning. So like music that you hear on the radio is all tuned to a 440 standard.
Mm-hmm.
We're outside of that.
Ooh.
We're actually in a cosmic frequency called 528.
I am learning as you're talking to me. Okay. Cool. Now you have another piece for us.
Yeah. So I wanted to do a poem.
Okay.
And then we're going to do another piece.
All
right. Right after that. So. Okay. Petition in the streets, this condition in me. A war of attrition wears me down and then eats at me. The lifeblood. My love was like a rosebud rounded up and left in the dust. All the petals are gone. But we can always change the setting dawn. We can always wake up in awe. Petition in the streets, not sitting with our feet, sipping our tea with a sprinkling of apathy. We all have a path to lead. We all have trash to clean. We all have responsibility. We can all consciously affect this leap. make a conscious decree. Take this time to transcend and lead.
Oh, all right. We'll take this this time to transcend and lead into some music. You are listening to Jake and Grant, and they are inspiring us with their great music. I'm Stephen Pitters, your host for the Spokane Open Poetry Program here at KYRS, Medical Lake Spokane, 88.1 and 92.3 FM. Remember, we are on the stream at www.kyrs.org. And if you'd like to be a guest, all you need to do is call 509-747-3807 or just go on the stream at www.kyrs.org. And remember, we are here for you. And in the studio today, we have two unique musicians, Jake up the Grove and Grant Neely, right here in the studio. And they are swaying, as we used to say in the old days, just swaying. So we're going to get back to them right now.
All right, yeah, and we'd like to do another piece. We call it Last Night's Jam. We just made it up around the campfire, so it kind of depicts, kind of has that feeling of being around a campfire and just making music out late at night.
All right.
In the summertime.
Okay, music in the summertime. Thank you. Mystify is the only thing I could say about that one. So, what?
Thank you.
Are you your goals that you have, say, for the next 4 or 5 years?
Goals would be to get 528 Crew up and running, have accompaniment from other musicians. I want to collaborate on a large scale. I want to get a lot of people involved in our movement of changing the standard for the world of music.
Mm-hmm.
I want us to be the kind of the face of this.
Tip of the spear.
Yeah, tip of the spear. And so I want to plunge it into Spokane. I want to, you know, give back and help people through this healing music. I want to heal a lot of people. Mm-hmm. I want the therapy of the music to transcend and help people out.
Okay. Well, as I said, in you know, before we came on, it goes fast, and we're down to the last 3 minutes. So lock it up and make it happen here in the last 3 minutes.
Cool. We're gonna do one last one that we really like. I think you guys like it too.
We are out of here.